Today's daf is daf Mem Dalid. We are going to begin by the new Perek Hazov on daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. Now, before we start, there's a halachic principle that when one purchases a item, so the payment of the item does not affect the transaction. The transaction is affected only when the buyer physically takes the item into the possession. In other words, by pulling them, this is an halacha called meshicha. Payment of money by the buyer so creates a moral obligation for the seller to sell the item. When two types of currencies are exchanged for each other, one of the types will have the status of the money being paid, and the other will have the status of the item being purchased. Handing over the former will not affect the transaction, while handing over the latter will. Now, the Mishnah teaches when one purchases gold coins, paying with silver coins, the gold coins assume the status of the purchased item, and the silver coins assume the status of the money. So now, based on this, we can understand the Mishnah. Therefore, Hazov, Kenes, Akesev, Akesev, Mina, Kenes, Hazov. One party takes possession of the gold coins, and the other party acquires the silver coins. But when one party takes possession of the silver coins, and the other party does not acquire the gold coins. And the cheshes kenes hakesef, an exchange of silver coins for copper coins. When one takes possession of the copper coins, the other party acquires the silver coins. But when one takes possession of the silver coins, the other party does not acquire the copper coins. The exchange of flat coins for unflat coins. When one party takes possession of Mayis Harayis Kenes Yafis, Vayafis and Kenes Harayis. So the flat coins, the other party acquires the unflat coins, but when one party takes possession of the unflat coins, the other party does not acquire the flat coins. In exchange of an unminted coin for a minted coin, asim el kainas amatbeya. When one party takes possession of the unminted coins, so the other party acquires the minted coins. V'amatbeya nekainas asimen. But when one party takes possession of a minted coin, the other party does not acquire the unminted coin. V'talpun kainas amatbeya, matbeya nekainas amatalpun. Exchange of a coin for movable property. When one party takes possession of the movable property, the other party acquires the coins. But when one party takes possession of the coins, the other party does not acquire the movable property. Zach, well, this is the general principle. All forms of movable property, each acquires the property of the other. In other words, the movement that one of the parties to the exchange takes possession of the item that he's acquiring. In other words, by means of pulling, the other party acquires the item from his first party. The buyer pulled produce from the seller, but the buyer did not yet give the seller their value in the money. He cannot renege on this transaction. But if the buyer gave the seller money, but did not yet pull produce from him, he could renege on the transaction. As the transaction is not yet complete. Abba Amru, but with regards to the Chacham said, Yishaparim Anshe Deram Abum Der Aflago Asadi Parim Menenu Mishenem Bidiburi. He who exacts payment from the people of the generation of the flood and from the Der Aflago, in other words, the Tower of Babel, will in the future exact payment from whoever does not stand by his statement. Just as the people of those generations were not punished by Beis Din Shalmata, but were subjugated or subjected to divine punishment, so too, although they're not going to be paid by or judged by Beis Din Milmata, but punishment will be exacted at the hands of Hashem for any damage that he caused. Shimon Amer says, "Kol hakesef biyodi." Anyone who has the money in his possession, yodi aliena, has the advantage. The Chum says, only with regards to the seller, that payment of money does not affect the transaction. So if the buyer paid for the item and did not yet take possession of the purchased item, the seller can renege on the sale and return the money. Once the buyer paid of the item, he cannot renege of his decision and demand payment of the money, even if he did not yet take possession of the purchased item. Masne later the Rishimim b'day. He's an us who teach Rishim and his son. Azov kenas hakesef. One party takes position of the gold coins. Consist another Mishnah. Omar Leh, Rishim said to him, Rebbe Shanisa lanu b'yaldu secha. My teacher, what you taught us in your youth. The first version of the Mishnah. Hakesef kenas azov. That the silver coins, the other party requires the gold coins. The taxer v'tishnu lanu b'skus b'zikun secha. Azov kenas azov. And then he teaches now in your old age, when one party takes possession of the gold coins, the other party requires the silver coins. In his youth, what did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi hold? And in his maturity, what did he hold? What is the basis of the original opinion and what led him to change his mind? In his youth, he held the Choshev Havetivya. Gold coins, which are more valuable, are currency. Silver coins, which are relatively not valuable, are a commodity. And when one takes possession of a commodity, the other party requires a currency. As old age, he held that kaspa, silver coins, the charif, which circulate in the sense that they are universally accepted by merchants, contrast to gold coins, which merchants are less willing to accept as payment for inexpensive items, have a tibar currency. The charif, gold coins, which do not circulate, have a payday, and the charif, and one party takes possession of the commodity, the other party acquires the currency. Onavash Kavashi says, Ki aldusim istavra. It's reasonable to teach Allah in accordance with that which was taught in his youth. It says, Anachesh is kana says of. The fact that he says, when one party takes possession of the copper coins, the other party acquires the silver coins. Biyam's Rishthem Bakaspa the Gavad to have it pay to have the granted. If you say that the silver coins relative to the gold coins are a commodity, and the Tani, this is what it means, Anachesh is kana says of. That even though relative to the gold coins, the silver coins are a commodity, in regards to the copper coins, are a currency. But if you say that the silver coins relative to the gold coins are a currency, you say that the silver coins are a currency. The relative to the copper coins, as the silver coins are more valuable than the copper coins and they circulate more easily, is it necessary for the Mishnah to state that the silver coins are a currency and the copper coins are a commodity? So where it says, no, itzrich, you need it. So that you would say, in the place where these copper coins, for copper protists circulate, faster the sagi, they circulate more easily than the silver coins. Inu charif etzvei mekaspa, therefore say that they are currency. Ein betevi have it. Mashin, therefore, kivin deika dufta leisagi bay. Since the silver coins are universally accepted as currency, and there is a place where copper coins do not circulate, it's a commodity. Mechia as well held that gold coins are a currency relative to silver. That is if dinonimi barte de mechia. Where Rav borrowed gold dinars from the daughter of Rav Chia, the Sefer Yaakov Dinari. Ultimately, the gold coins appreciate in value. Also, came to Rav Chia on Malays. The family to win the kill, and they came, and he said to them, "Go and pay her on a flight and wait the dinners." Yeah, Mr. Shlomo, the Yavat to have a shopper. If you say that the gold coins are currency, this works out very, very well. Aliyah, Mr. Peinavi, have a sub son, which is going to be usher. Where it says Rav Dinari have it. Rav had dinners elsewhere. Says he had elsewhere Nasik in Rilas, like he told him, let me run until my son comes where I find the key. However, Rabbi says, Hai Tana Silver, the habit to the habit. He holds that the gold coins are currency. The Tanya Pruta Shamro Echmishman and Bisra talking. Father Gamada is 1/8. And why not? Men the Kadush Isha. Yes, sir. Echmishman is our brother. Then he's Shokas the Manaf. Men the Bekhomemker. Dinner Shozov is after the Esrim HaChamisha Dinner Shozov. Manas Mimel is opinion in Abel. The father of the firstborn gives the priest 5 selah, which are worth 25 silver dinners, where to give the kohen a gold dinner, he would receive 5 silver dinners change. Where it says, yeah, Mishmash Demetiv, if you say the gold coins are currency, Mishmash Tanabibi the Kitz, Tana calculates the value of the coins based on the item which value is fixed. The Amish pay to have it, but if you see that it's fruit, Mishra Tana immediately equals zero. But the Tana calculated the value of the silver coins based on the item that appreciates and appreciates. Zimna the Mahada the Ikana Zimna the Mesula Yulakani. If the value of the gold fluctuates, sometimes the coin returns. Sometimes not. Elishrami, not TV, have a shrami, though. Class, Bisham, the asset of Slendin is of. First, I'm not transfer silver seller coins of Meister or other consecrated coins into gold dinners. Sills Matin. Vietnam is probably Shadow or Click of Slam, the London Bisham is over at Caspitivia. Shammy holds that the silver coins are currency with the Havet Pere, and the gold coins are a commodity. A TV apparently Michalin. And we do not call a currency with commodity. I will pay us the dinner of the radicals in the schalon. By time, what's the reason for the difference? Means they have a kesef visil. This is like with regards to the silver coins of visil. Kesef visil, I forgot the kasper of the government, they have a pere. You know? With regards to silver coins, according to visil, although silver coins relative to gold coins are a commodity, that pere to be have a rest to produce their currency. So I'm not with the visham. I forgot the government, kasper pere. Although gold coins are a commodity relative to silver coins, the gabi pere to be have a. They are currency. Produce dinner is there is the machlekes being b'sham b'sil. L'man the Omar half pierce of dinner machlekes, and according to the one who says there is a machlekes even with regard to the exchange of produce for dinners, Adam Yiflegi was stealing all dinner instead of disagreeing with regards to the exchange of seller coins, the dinner coins lifka b'pierce of dinner. Or it says Yiflek al dinner, I was having min hani mili b'pierce of dinner. But by stealing all dinner, made a little b'sil b'sham with have a kasper of the machal kamash for one. Where it says, to start the Rebichon, in Mechon, the Rebichon, also a little bit of dinner reserve, it's also to want for one to borrow a dinner and repay a loan with the dinner, because if the value of the dinner changes, in turn, both the borrower and the lender will have violated it against the Rebichon.